Louisiana chef Corey Barr tears open the first place envelope.
From the state of Alaska, Chef Bo Schuler.
As Schuler kneels on one leg to be crowned, confetti falls from the ceiling. Schuler is chef and co-owner of the Rookery Cafe in Juneau.
First time ever, Alaska's winner.
Alaska is usually at the competition, which has been around for 12 years. Governor Bill Walker nominated Schuler to compete this year, and the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute paid his way. Schuler and sous chef Travis Hotch brought sockeye salmon from Juneau company Taku River Reds to the competition. Schuler describes their cooking method as a nose-to-tail approach, using every piece of the fish.
The fillet portions we brined and cedar roasted, and then all the scrap that's usually clinging to the bones and the belly pieces, we ground that up and turn it into a salmon chorizo.
They made crispy chips out of the skin and fried the salmon collars, the bony part between the head and the body.
And then we have been working on this thing called like bone salt, where we're taking salmon bones and cleaning them up and dehydrating them and then grinding them up. And they kind of have this like oceany, salmon-y flavor. So we seasoned the whole dish with this salmon bone salt.
Schuler says cooking the various components came easily.
We were kind of doing stuff we do at the restaurant every day. So getting all that done in an hour and presented it to people, really, it was just kind of another day at work, really.
You can find the chorizo at the Taqueria, another Juneau restaurant Schuler's part of. Everything else has been on the menu at the Rookery before. Schuler and Hotch had discussed different ideas before settling on,
let's do all the different parts of the fish and just put it on one plate and not put anything else on there.
That was a pretty novel concept at the competition. The cook-off hosts talked about it while the judges deliberated.
How dangerous is that to just do fish on the dish?
I don't know. I think he was really confident. It was just fish, but it was a lot of different flavors there, a lot of different preparations there. So could it be seen as a gamble? Maybe so, maybe not. We'll see.
Thank you, sir.
That was a bold dish from Bo Schuler.
After the competition, Schuler and Hotch spent time exploring the food scene in New Orleans, then Seattle for, as Schuler put it, a couple days of gluttony before returning home. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.